From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. As we know, the U.S. military is currently involved in the NATO-led mission in Libya. But more than 200 years ago, President Thomas Jefferson sent U.S. forces there to fight the pirates who were plundering U.S. merchant ships in the Mediterranean. In September 1804, Captain Richard Summers led a crew of 12 sailors, including the poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's uncle, on a daring secret mission to blow up the fortress guarding the harbor in Tripoli. They were spotted and attacked, all killed and buried in an unmarked grave where they remain today on the shores of Tripoli. Their descendants never stopped trying to bring them home. Dean Summers is one. He's descended from Captain Richard Summers. So, Dean, this effort to bring remains home, has it been passed on from generation to generation? How did you take up this mantle after 200 years?
I really didn't follow this until I was about 40 years old, and then my brother went down to the Historical Society, and in their records they found out that I was in the family line. I got very interested at that point, and I've done a lot of research, and I really have a great interest in this right now.
Yeah, well, now there's a bill in the House. Others have interest as well. Congressman Mike Rogers, a Republican from Michigan, who's chair of the House Intelligence Committee, is one who says, you know, there's a military ethos. We never leave anyone behind. What is it that descendants like yourself want?
We want the bodies back so we can bury them correctly and on American soils. It's a disgrace to have their bodies over here for 200 years.
Well, but as you all know, I mean, this is a kind of an uncomfortable part of this story, but there wasn't much left. I mean, the ruler of the area we now know as Libya, who ran these pirates, apparently when their bodies washed up on shore, he sent attack dogs to them.
Their flesh was eaten by dogs, yes.
It's a terrible story. But what? It would mean something to you regardless to give them some sort of an honorary homecoming.
Yeah, well, they could be buried possibly in Arlington or wherever the families would want their remains buried. It would mean a lot to the families.
And tell us further why. You know, the role of these men, we know the line in the Marine hymn comes from their actions, you know, to the shores of Tripoli.
Yes.
Others have said, you know, they were, in a way, the original Navy SEALs with this mission they were trying to pull off.
Yeah, it was just about that, yes. They would do just like the Navy SEALs would do today.
Well, you know, so as we said, there's a bill in the House that will require the Pentagon to return the remains for military funerals. It hasn't been taken up by the Senate. But, you know, there were times when the U.S. had better relations with Libya in recent memory. You know, Muammar Gaddafi was sort of being brought back into the fold. He gave up his nuclear weapons. Now, of course, Libya is a mess. What's your sense of whether or not this can be accomplished?
I think maybe if Gaddafi is taken out of the country and a new regime comes in, we might get the bodies back. It might be a change in the atmosphere over there.
And are you in touch with some of the other descendants, you know, Longfellow's descendants? Are you in touch with some of the other people in this effort?
Summers' descendants, yes, I am, yes.
And what do they say?
They would like the bodies back, too. Absolutely.
13 men were killed. Mm-hmm. That could potentially be a lot of descendants at this point.
Well, a lot of them we don't have descendants of, but Wadsworth and others, we do know where their descendants are.
Well, you know what? As we say goodbye, we'll list the names and also hear the hymn that came from that event in 1804. And wish you best of luck. That's Dean Summers. His distant relative, Richard Summers, was captain of the USS Intrepid, killed in Tripoli Harbor in 1804 as they tried to take out the pirates there. Dean, thanks for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
And here are the other Americans who were killed that day on the shores of Tripoli. Besides Richard Summers and Henry Wadsworth, Joseph Israel, James Harris, James Sims, William Keith, Isaac Downs, Thomas Tompline, Hugh McCormick, Robert Clark, William Harrison, Peter Penner, and Jacob Williams. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.